Last week, in case you missed it, this guy went running in Central Park at 4:30 a.m. because he's training for a marathon. Too bad for this guy, New York City rules are different from the rest of the world. Central Park isn't open till 6 a.m.
Back in the day, New York City, especially Central Park, it was like rape haven. You know, it was like attack somebody, stab them in the neck with a sharpened pine cone type of park. It was the streets. Of all the national parks, Central Park was like the streets.
Just makes me think of Home Alone and like the Pigeon Lady. So he got a ticket and never got to finish his run. In case you missed it, Cleveland Indians pitcher John Axford is really good at picking Oscar winners. In 2012, he was 11 out of 15. Last year, 14 out of 15. And this year, a perfect game. 18 out of 18.
There's three types of people that can pick out an Oscar winner.
Okay.
John Axford, a chicken on a grid that's fed a lot of corn and see where it crafts, and then Rain Man, or anybody that can pick out how many toothpicks are in a box after they drop.
Those chickens are very good at winning people money. I've heard a lot about them. In case you missed it, Richard Sherman says banning the N-word is an atrocious idea. In fact, it's almost racist.
The N-word's pretty bad, and the C-word and the D-word, and if you say the F-word when it's inside the T-word, and you pull out just far enough, then that's, we gotta find you there.
Don't say the other variation of the V-word.
Right, the A-word inside the V, and then you squirt all over the C.
It's okay. It's mainly African-Americans who are saying it anyways. They're just giving each other some love. Well, that. Here's your fucking love. In case you missed it, the Brooklyn Nets need fans. Bad. So come get a tattoo, courtesy of Ink Master, and have a Nets logo on your arm forever. And they've been the New Jersey Nets for the previous years.
They can't even be their own selves for life.
And they suck. In case you missed it, NFL draft prospect Adam Uwema went missing from the combine because he was fulfilling a prophecy for Lord Ray L, the second coming of Christ.
He sounds like a dude that'd have a huge stash of hentai porn.
His agent dropped it, and his career ran away quicker than he did the 40. He has 20,000 Twitter followers, and the real Christ 30,000.
Having an epiphany and doing what God is telling you is eerily similar to somebody that's hopped up on PCP.
Praise Real. Last week, in case you missed it, at this basketball tournament in Canada, the Windsor Warriors didn't play by the rules, so they had to forfeit the game. The parents didn't like it, so they stormed the court and protested, forcing the cancellation of the championship game.
They know how to take the recreational out of recreational sports.
Especially in Canada. Oh, Canada, you and your ties. In case you missed it, former WWE-er Buff Bagwell is quite the ladies' man. Check out his gigolo service for only $8,000 a weekend.
But if you're a gigolo, if you're a male prostitute, the women that you're getting are horrendous.
Please. Only horrendous ladies with fat pockets need apply. In case you missed it, Rex softball superstar Coach Dave needs some players on his team. If you want to play, check out his Craigslist ad and try out for the team.
What he should be asking is, do you have money? Do you want to stand on a field for an hour? here you go. Here's a jersey.
If you suck, you're cut. If you really suck, you're on season-long beer duty. In case you missed it, this transgender chick who was born with a penis is suing CrossFit because she wanted to compete in the ladies division with a penis. CrossFit said no, and now, man, this lady is pissed. So pissed that she's suing CrossFit for $2.5 million. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6 o'clock on 94.1 The Zone.